This is Wedding Song. This is very nice. Paul Stuckey of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Love.
And there is love. It's Paul Stuckey with a Wedding Song, 651 at KDWB. There's some other songs also that we played this morning. It could be used for your wedding. One like, let us see, for the groom that doesn't intend to stick around, I'm leaving. Or possibly for the groom that is out playing golf at the present time when he's supposed to be on the altar. For the bride, a nice thing would be love the one you're with and hope that the best man is a good friend. And after the wedding, something like Get It On.
7-Up, the Uncola brings you an Unconcert series. Unconcert number one at the Minneapolis Auditorium, July 30th, 8 p.m. Leon Russell, the Wizard of Time and Space. Tickets $3.50, $4.50, and $5.50. Unconcert number two, August 7th, 8 p.m. at the Minneapolis Auditorium, Stephen Stills. Tickets $4, $5, and $6 available at all Dayton stores, Oblivion Records, West Bank and Dinkytown, and the Optic Nerve. Leon Russell, July 30th, and Stephen Stills, August 7th. They'll be unbelievable.
7-Up, 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 the Uncola. 7-Up, the Uncola. 7-Up goes wet and wild like no.
How does your car sound inside? Auto radio specialists can equip your car with an 8-track 2-speaker stereo system specially priced at $34.95. Installed while you wait, plus a selection of all the latest in tapes. Only $3.29 each. Complete repair shop for all makes of car radios and stereo systems at Auto Radio Specialists, 5554 West Broadway, across from the Crystal Shopping Center. Open 9 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6 Friday and Saturday. Auto Radio Specialists. Hurry! Special prices for 2 weeks only.
Michael J. Douglas with the 655 report. The worst crash in aviation history. A White House meeting to avert nationwide rail shutdowns, and the Senate will take a crack at that reconsidered Minnesota tax plan. Details in this news. A plane loaded with 161 passengers crashed this morning over Japan and may go down as the worst crash in history. Correspondent Lou Chiaffari reports from Tokyo.
Police and rescue workers are continuing to search for the bodies of more victims of what's probably the worst air disaster in history. Officials of All Nippon Airways, Japan's domestic airline, say that there were 161 persons aboard the Boeing 727 jetliner when it collided with an Air Self-Defense Force jet fighter over northern Japan. It took place about 300 miles north of Tokyo. Reports we're getting here in Tokyo indicate there are no survivors. The airliner apparently exploded in midair, and bodies and wreckage are scattered for miles. The pilot of the fighter plane bailed out. He's not hurt. Lucci off the ABC News, Tokyo.
Officials in Tokyo also say all the passengers aboard the plane are believed to have been Japanese. The Apollo 15 astronauts are awake and preparing for today's lunar landing. Mission Control told the spacemen all systems are looking good and there were no problems during the night. Early this morning, some of that so far rare conversation occurred between astronaut Dave Scott and Mission Control. Dave Scott talked about what it's like up there.
We look at all this after the many months we've been studying the moon and learning all the technical features and names and everything, why, when you get it all at once, it's just absolutely overwhelming. There are so many different things down there, and such a great variety of landforms and stratigraphy and albedo, that it's hard for the mental computer to sort it all out and give it back to you. I hope over the next few days we can sort of get our minds organized and get a little more precise on what we're seeing, but I'll tell you, this is absolutely mind-boggling up here.
Astronaut Dave Scott talking with Mission Control in Houston. United Transportation Union members have begun shutting down 6 more railroads only hours before a scheduled meeting of industry and labor leaders at the White House. A UTU spokesman in Cleveland said shortly after the 6 a.m. strike deadline passed, the strike is on as scheduled. The United Steelworkers Union has called on 600 local leaders to make the crucial decision of whether to accept the steel industry's contract offer. If they vote no, the strike deadline has been set for midnight tomorrow.
President Nixon has urged both sides to work against an inflationary settlement. The Nixon administration also has tentative plans to spend $250 billion in fiscal 1973. The figure is in line with what the administration has called its full employment budget concept. The rained-out game last night between the Minnesota Twins and Washington Senators gave Twins manager Bill Rigney time to talk about speculation that he won't be rehired next year. After running away with the American League West Division title 2 years straight, the Twins are now 17 games out of first place. Not only that, but attendance is down more than 200,000 compared to just last year. In Rigney's words, "I know I don't throw the pitches, but I don't sign those checks either." Twin Cities weather, fair to partly cloudy, continued cool through tomorrow. High today 70, low tonight 50, high tomorrow 78. Under fair skies, it's 52 degrees at KDWB St. Pauli. Now, more hit music with the true Don Blue.
Good morning, Twin Cities. How are ye? 7:02 with a chew down blue for Charlie Brown. And I am right into it today. Last night my wife and I were trying to sleep on our waterbed. Now you see, we're going to L.A. today, so she was kind of excited. Girl, fly a 747. So of course at like 2, 4, and 4:30, she kept saying, "Honey, I can't sleep." That meant I was supposed to get up, right? Out of sight.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply.
Sign, sign, everywhere is a sign.
Everywhere is a sign. Says, don't come in here. My goodness, you're the wrong color. Or do not come in here. Wow, you have long hair. It's strange. You're a dirty person, obviously. Signs and a little thing on prejudice. That's a five-man electrical band. Good morning, 7:06 at KDWB. It's time for you to be up. It's a gorgeous day. A little brisk, maybe, but sunny nonetheless. It's going to be fair, partly cloudy, and continued cool through tomorrow with a high today of 70, low tonight 50, high tomorrow 78. But the sun is out and shining. The sun is up and shining, shining. It's 53 degrees at KDWB.
The Sports Scrapbook.
Brought to you by the Twin Cities Dodge Boys.
Goodbye. That's the sounds of sunshine. Makes you kind of smile and brighten up. And love means never having to say that you're sorry. It's 7:16 at KDWB. Good morning. You're on the radio with the True Down Blue. Drag racing, the participant sport, will go into high gear this Sunday at Minnesota Dragways when the starting line will literally vibrate at 2 p.m. with the cranking up of 24 beautiful fuel funny cars. Oh, my, the lips are working. It's the brain with their flip-top bodies all in a row. Bring your camera and come prepared for 4 hours of top drag racing. Now, these pro stockers will suit up, squirt nitro into the tubes, fire up, and make some really crowd-pleasing burnouts. Cautiously staging their machines, they leap to life when the light turns green, and 12 exciting separate races get underway. Chevys, Ford, Dodges, and Plymouth. Last month winner, the Camaro of Guthrie and Burton from Missouri, will return to attempt to win the top $1,000 again. Time trials from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., when the Miss America of drag racing, Powder Puff Meet of the Year, will take place. All girl drivers welcome to participate. 24 fuel funny cars. Gates open at 7:30 a.m. Head for Highway 242 in Coon Rapids, 3 miles east of Anoka.
General Bull Apple here, and the Apple Corps wants you. All aboard for Boone's Bob.
And blowing in the warm sunshine, we're coming back for more of that good old Boone's Farm Apple Wine. We join the Apple Corps.
Oh, move over, partner. I'm joining the Apple Corps.
You know, the best thing about the Apple Corps is the basic training.
Yep, all over America, people are joining the Apple Corps. There's only one genuine Boone's Farm Apple Wine. Over ice or chilled out of the bottle, it's as refreshing as biting into a crisp red apple.
Linda, you and I are going to join the Apple Corps.
You mean right here?
Boone's Farm or bust! Yippee!
But we just joined the Apple Corps. We're coming back for more.
That's Boone's Farm Apple, the wine that grows on trees. Boone's Farm, Modesto, California.
This is the things that we wrote in the summer sand that kind of slipped away in the winter.
That I'm yours and you are mine.
7:21 at KDWB with the True Dime Blue for Charlie Brown. Shall be a nice day. A little chilly. Well, not really chilly, but a nice fall day, let us say. It's 53 degrees in the Twin Cities, and that's summer sand and dawn. Summer sand, the things that we write in the summer that kind of flit away during the winter time. Things kind of change a lot. Sounds a lot like politics. Politics, something always happening. Michael J. Douglas, what has been happening?
Well, in politics, I guess you could call it politics blue, but President Nixon had scheduled a conference for 9 o'clock this morning at the White House in hopes of averting further rail strikes in the nation. As you know, the economy isn't doing super-duper well. And anyway, he called a meeting for 9 this morning, but the United Transportation Union members went on strike at 6 this morning, just 3 hours before that White House meeting, so they said, no dice, Dick, we're walking out.
Very clever timing.
Yes, and besides that, other good news economically, the steel strike looms ahead of us, and we still don't have a tax plan. Not for sure. The Senate's going to vote on it this afternoon. The conservatives hold a one-vote margin, so I would guess, in fact, I would even predict that after 10 weeks, we will have a tax plan by the end of today.
Why is there such a problem making up a tax plan? I thought it just worked, take all you can and then divide it.
Well, it would be like a bunch of fifth-grade students if each one had to give so much money to go on the class picnic. It's a matter of deciding who is going to give so much money so we can have the picnic, see?
But we will have a picnic.
Yes, we definitely will be taxed this year.
Minnesota picnic! There will be a Minnesota picnic. Is that about it? A Minnesota picnic is in the four. 7:22. Good morning. You're at KDWB with a True Dime Blue for Charlie Brown.
The legend of one fearless notable continues from day to day.
What is this as the world turns?
Herman Buckskin. He stands tall and red.
Ooh, and then he's got a bad case of sunburn.
Herman Buckskin at the corner of 1st and Hennepin. And now, two floors to serve you better. Jeans, pants, tops, boots, belts, everything in leather. Hot pants, jackets, and now, the brand new footwear department. 'Twas a memorable day when he first slowly opened his doors and sold the first pair of moccasins. Since then, he has grown and grown.
Hey, what is this guy? Jolly Regina or something?
Berman Buckskin. 1st and Hennepin, downtown Minneapolis. Open Monday and Thursday to 9 and all other days 9 to 5:30. Big B. Berman Buckskin.
Oh, golly gee, Mr. Berman, you certainly did a good job of that commercial. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
You're a good son, Nimrod.
Look at the rats. Tear them up! No, Willard! No, Willard!
Willard from Cinerama Releasing. Rated GP, all ages, parental guidance. Willard is the one movie you should not see alone.
Where your nightmares end, Willard begins. See Willard, now in its second big week at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Minneapolis and at the Orpheum Theater in downtown St. Paul. Also be sure to see Billy Jack, now in its 13th sensational week at the downtown Mann Theater in Minneapolis.
Willard has got to be the scariest thing I've ever heard of with rats. Charlie Brown has pledged to me that he will not go see Willard. Oh, no. Oh, no, Blue. We're not going to see Willard. This is Three Dog Night. Good morning. Your friend in the Twin Cities, KDWB St. Paul. Good morning, 727, with the True Dime Blue.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts.